Look at you. Sir, so handsome when you're drugged up and asleep. Yeah, that's it. Open those big dark eyes. Attaboy. Oh God. You really did try to run away from me, didn't you? That was an excellent attempt. Not. You know what? I've been trying to find you for a fucking year now. You didn't even listen to the last voicemail I sent you, did you? Yeah, that's what I suspected. Or maybe you did. You were too frightened for dear life to call me back. Honestly, I really didn't mean to scare you away like that. And I'm sorry. Not really. That's exactly what I wanted. I wanted you to be petrified of me. You think that would have been our only night together, huh? I mean, I can still remember how hard you made me come that night at the Ramada Hotel. Hell, you made me scream so loud we must have shaken the walls. I bet everyone next door loved it. Oh, how did I find you? Well, I found out a few months ago that Google Maps is a piece of shit, so I decided to do it the old-fashioned way and ask around town. These people are sketchy. You can't trust them nowadays. Me? Crazy. Oh, God. You can never be more wrong. I'm not fucking insane. You are. You made that stupid decision to move and leave from your dumb ways. You left them behind. I'd say that's a dumbass move, to be truthful. And look at you now. You've got a wonderful wife. Not me. That supports you in more ways than one, who understands your past and shit like that. Did you ever tell her about me? Wait. I know what you're gonna say. No, you didn't. I'm that little chapter in the book that you don't want to read out loud, aren't I? Aw, so sad. Well, here I am, baby. You know it's a good thing that your wifey, not me, is at work. Otherwise, I would have slit her fucking throat trying to get to you. Oh, save your tears. You don't really love her. I know that. Don't you dare lie to me. You love me. Me. God damn it. Are you still crying? Dry the fuck up. Now lay down over there. No? Did you just fucking tell me no? See this fucking switchblade? I'm not the least bit afraid to run it through your neck, you pathetic son of a bitch. You might send my crazy ass to the clink, but at least I'll save me from a lot of trouble trying to make you mine, sir. Should I even call you that? Fucking slut. Void me the way that you did? You knew how much I needed you to fuck me again. Oh, look at you. You're so fucking adorable when you're mad. Come on. Come on, you stupid fuck. Give it your best shot. It's not gonna happen anyway. That ass is mine. You are mine. Got it.